No word on what led to that shooting, and so far, no arrest. If you have any information, call Crime Stoppers at 215-STOP. And state officials will now be taking a closer look at the elections in Montgomery's upcoming runoff after reports of voter fraud in last week's mayor's race. If five teams of two observers each will now go to 46 polling sites in the city of Montgomery. And those are some of your headlines this morning. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Jalea Brooks.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Now's the time to find your color, your paint, and everything to get started during Labor Day savings at the Home Depot. Get the right paint for the right price. Save $10 on 1 gallon and $40 off 3 and 5 gallon buckets of paints and stains. Like Behr Premium Plus Interior, rated number one in customer satisfaction by J.D. Power. Now starting at $14.98 after rebate for a limited time only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Offer valid through September 8th via online or mail-in rebate. Limit 25 gallons per household. U.S. only. See store for details.
O'Reilly. This is Sarah's O'Reilly Auto Parts story.
Driving cross-country with two young children is ambitious, to say the least. Then our check engine light came on. We pulled into O'Reilly Auto Parts and they tested it. Turned out it was a faulty sensor. They referred us to a great mechanic just down the street and we were back on the road in no time.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Come on, boy, finish your business, and we'll get you back inside.
Hey, neighbor, trouble with those allergies again?
Yep, tried just about everything, but he's still scratching all day, every day. Feels so bad for the little guy.
Happened to us not long ago. Randy at Prattville Farm Center recommended Victor dog food. No corn, wheat, gluten, or soy. Plus, it's cheaper than the food I was buying across town.
Happy allergy-free dogs eat Victor dog food from Prattville Farm Center. 1154 South Memorial Drive, 365-5400.
MontgomeryAreaHelpWanted.com presents the world's worst boss. The one who posts jobs on huge national job sites, looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
We need to work as a team at this company, so today we're going to do a team-building exercise called Trust Falls. Sally, I want you to close your eyes, fall, and I'll catch you.
Okay.
One, two, three. Ooh. Okay, lesson number one, fall forward.
Ow.
Don't be a Dave. Find your perfect local employee at MontgomeryAreaHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Live local talk. The River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hurricane Dorian targets the Carolinas. Hurricane force winds and tornadoes tearing apart homes.
Two more major chains, Walgreens and CVS, are asking customers not to openly carry guns in their stores.
Thousands of people were forced out of their homes because of a brush fire in Southern California.
At the security check in Manila's airport, Jennifer Aaron Talbot put her carry-on through and then removed an infant from a baby sling. The 42-year-old was arrested on charges of human trafficking and kidnapping.
The gunman in last weekend's attack in West Texas was deemed mentally unfit to own weapons.
The victim of Brock Turner's sexual assault is saying her name. It's Chanel Miller. This case, again, got national attention, caused outrage when her attacker, who was a swimmer at Stanford, served just 3 months. Now, Chanel Miller is reading her victim impact statement.
Krispy Kreme is back with pumpkin spice donuts, but they've taken it up a notch. It's got a cheesecake filling, because that's what you need.
Those who would trade our freedom for the soup kitchen of the welfare state have told us they have a utopian solution of peace without victory. They call their policy accommodation. And they say if we'll only avoid any direct confrontation with the enemy, he'll forget his evil ways and learn to love us. All who oppose them are indicted as warmongers. They say we offer simple answers to complex problems. Well, perhaps there is a simple answer. Not an easy answer, but simple. If you and I have the courage to tell our elected officials that we want our national policy based on what we know in our hearts is morally right, we cannot buy our security, our freedom from the threat of the bomb, by committing an immorality so great as saying to a billion human beings now enslaved behind the Iron Curtain, give up your dreams of freedom, because to save our own skins, we're willing to make a deal with your slave masters. Alexander Hamilton said, a nation which can prefer disgrace to danger is prepared for a master and deserves one. Now let's set the record straight. There's no argument over the choice between peace and war. But there's only one guaranteed way you can have peace, and you can have it in the next second. Surrender. Admittedly, there's a risk in any course we follow other than this, but every lesson of history tells us that the greater risk lies in appeasement. And this is the specter our well-meaning liberal friends refuse to face, that their policy of accommodation is appeasement. And it gives no choice between peace and war, only between fight or surrender. If we continue to accommodate, continue to back and retreat, eventually we have to face the final demand, the ultimatum. And what then? Well, Nikita Khrushchev has told his people he knows what our answer will be. He has told them that we're retreating under the pressure of the Cold War, and someday, when the time comes to deliver the final ultimatum, our surrender will be voluntary, because by that time, we will have been weakened from within spiritually, morally, and economically. He believes this because from our side, he's heard voices pleading for peace at any price, or better rev than death. Or as one commentator put it, he'd rather live on his knees than die on his feet. And therein lies the road to war, because those voices don't speak for the rest of us. You and I know and do not believe that life is so dear and peace so sweet as to be purchased at the price of chains and slavery. If nothing in life is worth dying for, when did this begin? Just in the face of this enemy? Or should Moses have told the children of Israel to live in slavery under the Pharaohs? Should Christ have refused the cross? Should the patriots at Concord Bridge have thrown down their guns and refused to fire the shot heard round the world? The martyrs of history were not fools. And our honored dead, who gave their lives to stop the advance of the Nazis, didn't die in vain. Where then is the road to peace? Well, it's a simple answer after all. You and I have the courage to say to our enemies, there is a price we will not pay. There is a point beyond which they must not advance. And this is the meaning in the phrase of Barry Goldwater, peace through strength. Winston Churchill said the destiny of man is not measured by material computations. When great forces are on the move in the world, we learn we're spirits, not animals. And he said there's something going on in time and space and beyond time and space, which, whether we like it or not, spells duty. You and I have a rendezvous with destiny. We'll preserve for our children this, the last best hope of man on earth, or we'll sentence them to take the last step into 1,000 years of darkness. We will keep in mind and remember that Barry Goldwater has faith in us. He has faith that you and I have the ability and the dignity and the right to make our own decisions and determine our own destiny.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Stock market is up 93 points. Let me bring in Mr. Producer himself, the one and only Joey Clark.
Hello.
Were you up this morning? It was very nice this morning.
Yeah, I was up at 6:30 this morning.
It was great, I think.
Yeah, I drove top down all around town this morning.
Oh, man. Done.
It was great.
I tell you, 272-9228, getting ready for the weekend TGIF edition of the Dan Morris Show. Yeah, first-time callers need to call me at 272-9228 and put your name in twice for the drawing for the Sweet Queen Farmer gift basket. Any caller can get in on that gift basket. You do need to talk to me. Just don't ask to be in. Say something to us. Say something nice to Joey.
Be clever.
Be clever. 87 degrees outside, and it was really nice this morning. And then the sun came out, and then it started getting warm. But I was enjoying it. Okay, let's see what all we got on our menu for today, my friend. Let's, Joe Biden. Joe Biden in health. Joe Biden at the 7 hour, which, you know, I would not watch 7 hours of stuff on climate change. He was sitting there talking, answering questions, and all of a sudden, he lifted his eye, and his eye had blood in it.
A blood vessel had burst, yeah. I had that happen after LASIK, but, I mean, that comes with the territory when, you know, you get eye surgery. Sometimes too much pressure, but...
So, Dr. Mark Siegel is going to be talking about this, but Tucker Carlson's going to kind of set it up first.
Joe Biden was also there tonight. He's the purported Democratic frontrunner. He didn't say much about global warming that was interesting, not more interesting than the story he himself created by being there. It wasn't good. At one point, while trying to answer a question, Biden seemed to lose his train of thought completely.
That saves billions of gallons of gasoline. I mean, billions of 2.3 billion dollars worth of, $500 billion in savings and 2.something billion metric tons of CO2 going in the air. And so there's a whole range of things that are going on now in terms of, anyway, I'm taking too long. Sorry.
It's almost mean to put that on TV, and being honest, we feel a little bit bad about it. He's running for president, though, and that was on television live last night. So there you go. And then, as if that wasn't concerning enough, Biden appeared to have blood coming out of one of his eyes. Should we be worried about him?
Okay, so appeared to have blood coming out of it. So you had that, but that was after your surgery.
You're right. Too much pressure in securing the eye socket to do the laser cut, and that sometimes happens. I've known other people that were fairly young or middle-aged. It happens sometimes from stress or other things. So I've seen that before.
I've seen it before. We had one of those spinning machines at church during our church anniversary thing, and a friend of mine's son got into it, and they spun him around, and they did it too hard, and his eyes literally both were red from all the blood coming down to his head and busting his eye. It was fine. He went to an ophthalmologist and said, not a problem, it'll clear up. But boy, it looked bad.
Well, and I do wonder at Biden's age, is there's people that age more susceptible to those sorts of
things. And particularly blood pressure.
Right.
And blood thinners type thing. So, boy, did we see a lot of this story on ABC, NBC, and CBS? No.
Bueller.
So let's listen to Mark Siegel, the Fox News doctor, talk about it.
Dr. Mark Siegel is a Fox medical contributor, and he joins us. First, to the more dramatic news, Biden did have blood in his eye. What might that have been?
Now, that's the more dramatic. And by the way, I haven't examined them. I'm not his physician. But that appears to me to be something called a subconjunctival hemorrhage, which sounds worse than it is. It's a blood vessel leaking just below the eye. And usually it's benign. It goes away on its own. And it's nothing to worry about. Now, as you get older, it can have something to do with high blood pressure or bleeding problems or circulatory problems. But most of the time, no. So that in itself looked worse than it probably was. But it does, the other clip you showed, Tucker, where he appeared confused, that's been happening with increasing amount, where he seems to forget what state he's in, or the timeline of the Parkland school shooting. Things like that are really concerning to me. And again, I don't know the answer to why that's happening.
Okay, so Dr. Siegel's kind of talking about his memory type things, and that's, he's more concerned about that than he is about the eye deal. But I was really kind of surprised that CBS, ABC, and NBC didn't even mention this. Now, at the post show on Today Show, the one that nobody watches, they mentioned it, but they then morphed it into kids being healthy, going back to school.
Now, I've seen some play online, but that's not much. Yeah, nothing mainstream.
Yeah, nothing mainstream, nothing big broadcast. So let's listen to the second part of Dr. Siegel talking about this.
But I want to point something out. He had those aneurysms clipped surgically back in 1988. You know what happened in 1990? We developed a new technique to do that where we went in through the artery itself, which was a miracle, a change. Now we do these procedures with something called a coil, which we put in right through the artery into the brain. It's a miraculous technological advancement. He didn't have that. He had a great surgeon who says that he's fine now, but I've looked at studies from 2000 and 2006, and again, I'm not necessarily talking about him. I'm talking about a patient who had the procedure he had with a one-centimeter aneurysm with some leaking into the brain. Down the line, you can see quite often cognitive changes, problems with thinking, problems with concentration, problems with orientation. So that's on my mind, that's something that might be something we would consider. We don't know if it's true in his case,
no.
But I am seeing what looks like it could be problems with thinking, orientation, and memory.
You know, the aneurysm thing totally slipped me. He said it was in 89, so that was a while back, and technology certainly has changed since then. And I'm wondering what the, you know, if these things can flare back up, if once you do the surgery, does it ever happen again? But I would think that the media would be more interested in this.
I would too, but also for their own reasons, get Biden out of the race and have somebody else step in his place.
Or they don't want to be the slayer of Biden.
Yeah, that might be it.
So let's do this. Let's go to a break, and when have Hannity's going to be talking about it right after this.
The Dan Morris Show.
Turn on. Tune in.
News Talk 93.1 FM.
What do you get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes? Three men and a lady. Mornings 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Alabama is a state deeply rooted in military tradition, and we at Alabama Home Mortgage appreciate the sacrifices that our men and women in uniform make each and every day. I'm Kim Williams, and I'm here to tell you there is a difference in mortgage companies. Don't be fooled by mortgage companies with veteran in their name. Call the mortgage company with veterans in their blood. The entire Alabama Home Mortgage staff are children of military veterans. We understand what it means to serve. If you're looking for a VA loan, call Alabama Home Mortgage 567-4223. With a VA loan, there's no money out of pocket, 100% financing. There's simply nothing better than a VA mortgage loan. Ella, tell them what to do.
Call my mom, Kim Williams, at 567-4223. That's 567-4223.
That's right. Or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to get your VA home loan today. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
As a business owner, how important is it that the first person your clients meet be exceptional? Do you realize they don't actually meet your employee first? They meet the outside of your building first. What you do on the outside of your building tells a customer a lot about what you do on the inside. When customers drive up to any business, a restaurant, a bank, a hospital, what is the first thing they see besides the building itself? They see the landscaping. If the landscaping is beautifully groomed, aesthetically pleasing, and professionally managed, you're going to instantly gain respect and trust. Property Management Source has proven to be one of the most professional landscape management companies in the area for businesses. For your business to succeed, call PMS 593-3341. They know how important a beautifully landscaped, manicured entrance is to any business. Call Property Management Source 593-3341. They are your first impression. If it's outdoor, they do it.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
So nice. As far as my eyes could see. 272-9228, that's where we are.
My heart was way down. Cold, cold winter storm. For my darling, where can you be?
So Hannity was kind of talking about Biden, saying that he's struggling to keep it together. Let's listen in.
Now voters are becoming more and more skeptical, more afraid of the new extreme 2020 Democrats, especially as the so-called moderate Biden continues to make gaffe after gaffe, blunder after blunder, putting his campaign into nonstop damage control for telling, you know, the false war story, not knowing what state he's in, sending Democrats into an all-out panic. That's just the last couple of weeks. And now he was pressed by Stephen Colbert last night on his campaign struggles. pay attention, close attention to his answer.
Do you in the last few weeks, you've confused New Hampshire for Vermont, said Bobby Kennedy and MLK were assassinated in the late 70s, assured us, I'm not going nuts. Follow-up question, are you going nuts?
Look, the reason I came on the Jimmy Kimmel Show is because I'm not. But here's the deal. Any gaffe that I have made, and I've made gaffes like every politician I know has, have been not about a substantive issue, been about other, I'm trying to talk about what other people have done. Like, for example, they made a big deal of my saying that I pinned a medal on two people. I did, but anyway.
They said that the branch of the military was wrong, and yeah, the date was wrong, and that's the right act he was awarded for was wrong, and the medal was wrong, and what position you held at the time was all of those were fact checks for you, and you said that details don't.
No, here's the deal, because I was not talking about me. I was praising what the valor of all these people out there.
You told NPR that the details are irrelevant.
Those details are irrelevant when the point I was making is absolutely accurate.
But some details are relevant.
Well, some, but not.
That's where the devil lives, isn't it?
The devil lives in the details. If the details that you're talking about would affect the outcome of something that is about to happen or should happen.
What? Now that the Jimmy Kimmel thing was kind of a set-up joke.
Yeah, that was definitely a joke. If I could be charitable here for a second, I kind of get what Joe Biden's saying. It's a tall tale. It's a fish story. The details, I'm trying to make a larger point here about the incredible sacrificing, honorable behavior of our men and women in the military. Now, I would say I'm being too charitable, that when you are bringing up that point, it would be nice to have the details of who actually was the soldier and the circumstances, especially on something like that.
Well, it seems it's kind of like lazy talking. Is you become lazy where if you spend a little time, particularly with your staff, to do the work on it, and then you come up with a good finished product. And it seems that we just don't do that. He didn't want to put the effort into it. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Rodney. Rodney, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Hey, Dan, Joey, how y'all doing today?
We are good, my friend, and you.
In Alabama.
It really is.
Fine. Man, I woke up this morning, Dan, I thought I was ready to go deer hunting and realizing deer season ain't open yet.
Yeah, there you go. Let me tell you, it was nice, and it was just kind of cooler, and it was really nice outside. Now, the squirrels had been having a party out of my deck and eating every pecan on my lot and then putting the remains on my deck. So I was blowing off my deck at 6:30 this morning. I know my neighbors appreciated that.
Yeah, when I headed out this morning, I come out through there, and you know where I stay at, it's a little small town and everything, but we got a section through there with a lot of trees, and man, them squirrels was running across the limbs from one side of the street to the other. They was jumping. They was just having a good old time. I guess they was enjoying it as much as we are.
Well, I think it's going to be early fall, and I think they're getting ready.
Probably so. That's probably a dead on. Dan, you know, I think it's probably okay now. I'm going to go ahead and talk about this now, but I really didn't want to talk about it because I was really enjoying myself so much. But our president is absolutely a brilliant, brilliant man. He's been able to have the whole left-wing bunch of hacks talking about that map for the last couple of days. That's just brilliant. I think if he can ever get an occasion where he can use a marker again and tie him down for 2 days, it would be great, because they're not going to do anything but act like a bunch of idiots anyway. So kudos to my president for another brilliant move on showing the ignorance of these people to follow his little trail he laid out for them. Dan, the thing that I think that's the major deal with all of this here is that Donald Trump, I think that Donald Trump had planned all of this out way before he came down the escalators. I think Donald Trump has got a system in place that these people are just never going to catch up to. It's just fascinating. I mean, if you watch them with this map thing, the news is going just ain't crazy about it. And it's just hilarious. It's like a comedy show. What do you think about all this, Dan?
Well, I think what they... I think they're making more out of it than it really is, but Morning Joe spent a ton of time on that this morning.
Yeah, those guys, they don't. I guess they don't have nothing better to do, and you know, some of that I just don't understand. And I thought I read something. I'm gonna ask you if I'm correct about this, but did Bernie say something about along the lines of mass abortions to control populations?
Yeah, Bernie Sanders was talking about using abortion to cut down on population.
Right when you think these people are as ignorant as they can get, they somehow find their way down to the pharmacy and refill those ignorant pills they keep getting. Somebody needs to tell them to stop taking them, because it's really ridiculous with some of the stuff you hear coming out of them. I'm wondering, do these people, Dan, in your opinion, do you think these people are serious, or do they know what's coming, and so they're just trying to get up underneath as many people's skins as they can?
Well, it's like I've said many times before, what happens is when they're sitting in a group of people like them, what they're doing is they're talking about things that... They're being open. It's kind of like the uncle. He's had the two glasses of wine too many. He's telling you the truth. He's telling you exactly what he thinks. And they think that the only people that are listening that care about this are the ones that are in the room and people that are like them. They don't realize they're scaring the hell out of some people in states like Indiana and rural Illinois, for example, and Minnesota. I talk to people from all those areas. They're going, who are these crazy people?
Yeah, absolutely, Dan. It's fascinating. It really is. Dan, you know I'm a real biblical person. You know where I stand. Most people should, the way I talk. But I've run across this like three or four times in my life where individuals, I was involved with something and I really didn't know why. And you know, the Lord can use you in certain ways.
Absolutely.
And I've seen people come out and say stuff that I couldn't even imagine that they would say, and I never could understand why they said what they said to give me the information that they gave me. And the only thing that I could draw from that was that, and it's going to sound kind of crazy, but I thought that the Lord had them by the head and had them telling me what I needed to know to make this right, what he wanted me to do. And so I'm wondering if these people... if the Lord's working his hand with this whole situation here. He's setting it up, and he's going to fix it for us. And Donald Trump is his man, and in this, the United States is his godly country. So that's what I believe, that, you know, there's more to it than all what we see. But these people, I have never seen a level of ignorance. I've never seen anybody who think they could win something by telling people this kind of stuff. It's like you go sell somebody a car and tell them, look, it ain't got no transmission in it, and it ain't got no motor in it, but it runs great. I mean, it just doesn't make no sense to me. Anyway, we'll leave it at that, I guess. But I don't know. When I think they done went as far as they can go, they show more ignorance, so.
Give me your prediction on LSU this weekend.
I want to see them playing a little bit more talented people. So I think they're going to do good. I think they'll probably win. I'm hoping they will. But I want to see them when they start playing the Alabamas, the Auburns, the Mississippi State, or, you know, this one and that. I want to see some guy. I'm ready for the big games, but, you know, we got to go through this in the beginning of the season every year, and it's all fun, too. But I'm predicting them to win this weekend. I don't know if it's going to be about as big a shot as it was last week, but we'll see.
You have a great weekend, Rodney. You take care.
All right, guys.
Y'all, New Sound 93.1, Dan Moore Show. We'll be back right after this.
Morris Show.
There were three sugar walls and a two candle cane
window. Giving voice to liberty in our time. The Joey Clark Radio Hour. Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
I have to ask, Mr. Christian, what is going on at Brubaker Motors? I've noticed Brubaker stickers on vehicles everywhere. I've been to Troy, Clanton, Birmingham, even in Tuscaloosa. It seems you're selling cars everywhere in Alabama.
Well, it's a couple things. Our minimum pricing policy is part of it. We would rather make $100 per vehicle and sell 1,000 than make $1,000 and only sell 100. We price our vehicles to sell quickly, and we stock vehicles to fit any budget. This allows our customers to drive away in the car, truck, or SUV they've always wanted. The other is just simple hospitality. No gimmicks, no fancy fine print. I guess you could say our success is a southern secret.
What do you mean?
Well, we respect our customers and treat them like family, from sales all the way to service. In layman's terms, we just do what's right. Every day, every time.
So that's it? Just good old southern hospitality?
You got it. We've been in the car business a long time. It's the way of doing business at Brubaker, and our customers love that.
Stop and see for yourself. Brubaker Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Kia and Infiniti in Montgomery, and Brubaker Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Prattville. Or visit them online at brubaker.com. See firsthand why it's a better buy at Brubaker.
Hi, this is Don Duncan with Don Duncan's All-American Automotive and Tire. Just want to say a big thank you to Blue Water Broadcasting. They've been a big partner in our success. And again, thank you guys so much for all you've done for us. If you need anything, come see us. Again, this is Don Duncan with All-American Auto and Tire.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Fox News. I'm Chris Foster. North Carolina Governor Roy Cooper says hundreds of people are stranded in flooding from Hurricane Dorian.
This morning, Hurricane Dorian officially made landfall near Hatteras and continues to batter the Outer Banks and northeastern North Carolina with heavy wind and rain.
He says people in flooded homes should get to the highest point they can until somebody can come help. Charging electronics, like a cell phone maybe, is being looked at as a possible cause of a diving boat fire off Southern California.
34 passengers were killed. The owners of the boat filing a federal court motion seeking to limit their liability as investigators work to raise and inspect what's left of that boat.
Fox's Jeff Manasso. The former Starbucks CEO Howard Schultz, after months of consideration, now says he will not run for president as an independent next year. America's listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Blue Haven Pools. Building and designing an amazing new smart pool is just a click away. Learn more about smart pools that are virtually chemical free by visiting bluehaven.com.
Rich Thomas Weather!
Well, hi, everybody. More hot, dry days in our future. In fact, today we'll be in the mid to upper 90s as sunshine dominates again. Clear skies tonight, overnight low 71. Tomorrow and Sunday, how about a high temperature near 100 both days? Rain chances, you know, 10% at best. Lows at night in the low 70s. Then by Monday and Tuesday, only widely scattered afternoon storms. Just a slight chance. High temperatures near 100 Monday, upper 90s on Tuesday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
When it comes to serving your financial needs, CB&S Bank, formerly Prime South Bank, is committed to providing you the best possible customer experience. Enjoy the same great service from the same familiar faces you know and trust. Come see them today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Rodney Tammy B wanted me to tell you thanks for the great weather this morning. She hopes it keeps up. She's got a wedding that she's going to be supervising. Would she let your telephone call? 272-9228, that's where we are. Let's go to the second part of the out. So the second part of this story here, Joe Biden, he's going to be doing this montage of all these little struggling things that Joe's been doing.
Joe, details are irrelevant. I'll just keep making up stuff. And the gaffes, yeah, politicians have gaffes. I don't remember anybody like this having this many gaffes this often. You see what's going on here? Biden has lost his fastball, not that I ever thought he had a fastball. Let's put it this way. He always had an underhand pitch. We're going to be more accurate. And now he's losing that. And Biden knows he's not, well, radical enough to survive the new extreme Democratic Party. But deep down, Biden knows that the party's platform would drive the country into poverty, I guess. Although last night he did sign on to the radical Green New Deal. Wasn't that nice? And he said, quote, yeah, I support it. Sure. That's your moderate Democrat. So he has to now spin in a million different directions, trying to keep his story straight, trying to keep it together on the campaign trail. And as David Axelrod said, you can't hide him. He either cuts it or he doesn't. And unfortunately for Biden, his biggest opponent is himself. Take a look.
I love this place. Look, what's not to like about Vermont in terms of the beauty of it? And what a neat town.
It's in New Hampshire.
If you agree with me, go to Joe30330 and help me in this fight. Watch what happened when the kids from Parkland marched up to, and I met with them, and then they went off to up on the hill when I was vice president. They went off the hill to go into those neighborhoods. We got to let them know who we are. We choose unity over division. We choose science over fiction. We choose truth over facts. Words that stunned the nation, and I would argue, I know, shocked the world. International leaders spoke about it. You had people like Margaret Thatcher, you had people like the former chairman and leader of the party in Germany. You had Angela Merkel. We have this notion that somehow if you're poor, you cannot do it. Poor kids are just as bright and just as talented as white kids. Wealthy kids, black kids, Asian kids.
Where the largest growth in population is Indian Americans moving from India. You cannot go to a 7-Eleven or a Dunkin' Donuts unless you have a slight Indian accent. So fully, I'm not joking.
You're going to put you all back in chains.
Well, so they mixed in some old ones there at the end.
You could tell he was trying to pull out of a dive on the just as good as white kids.
Right. Oh, that was bad. He knew it as soon as it came out of his mouth, too. And, you know, I do have a little bit of sympathy for all these folks that speak forever. I'm amazed at our current president's ability to get up there in these rallies and just go on and on. Because, I mean, yesterday it happened to me, Dan. I was in an hour, 3.5 hours in to talking and hosting on radio, and my mouth started getting tired. So, I mean, obviously you don't finish words exactly.
Yeah, and
sometimes you don't finish
you
a thought.
You garble your words.
Yeah, and that happens.
That happens to me.
But this is not the same thing. As Joe does that, he gets tired, but it's also just outright, when you're telling a story about other people and you're running for president and you're trying to make a point out of the example of these other people, you should have it right.
Imagine if the I thing had happened at one of the debates.
Against Trump.
Well, against the other Democrats.
Oh, not a climate town hall, yeah.
That his eye. I think this debate may be one of the most important debates that's going to happen. And I think the long knives are changing. I think the people are getting kind of a little more full of themselves. I think Elizabeth Warren certainly is more full of herself. I think some people are going to kind of take on Joe Biden because I think they sense his vulnerability. And I don't think they're going to do it in a mean way, but I think they'll do it in a tactical way. Particularly people like
Pete
Buttigieg.
Vice President Biden, have you ever seen Old Yeller? Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. That was just wrong.
Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Red Tide. Red Tide, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
You know, Biden does kind of remind me of Old Yeller.
Oh, no.
Oh, man.
You killed Old Yeller?
Golly, Moses. This is a... These guys are even worse than Bob Dole was for the Republicans. You know, they've got a cast of characters. Bernie, this stuff about Bernie and abortion, he is Satan. He's the Jewish Satan.
Wow.
He might as well be a Nazi when he says stuff like that. It's unbelievable. He's a sick man. He's sick and he's angry and, you know, that's about all I can say about Bernie. He's a very scary person. And Andrew Wang got a lot of attention this week on CBS. I guess you noticed that.
I have. Yeah, we have clips we didn't get to yesterday on him.
Oh, yeah. He's weak. He is weak. And you know, I don't see how these smart people, these stupid people make so much damn money. I guess he just got in a groove. But, you know, his $1,000 a month for every American is just beyond belief.
Well, it's interesting, and when you listen to him on the CBS piece, he actually sounds pretty common sense-wise. I don't agree with him on some of the things, particularly that automation is the reason people are losing jobs when the unemployment rate is going down. That's it doesn't compute.
He's just out of touch with reality, as well as the rest of them. They have convinced themselves a reality exists that does not exist. And I think a lot of the world is coming to grips with it. As we were talking in Germany, they're getting tired of the climate stuff. They're gonna dump all these idiots. But we're not getting the press of it. May I make a point about totally amazes me how the young people in Hong Kong have bucked the Chinese government and got them to back down? I didn't think it was going to happen, Dan.
Yeah, that's actually pretty big. But is the reason that they did it is that Ping did not want to fight a two-front war, the trade war and then Hong Kong, and try to slow it down? Because if that spills over into China, he can't sit there and ignore it.
Do you feel, even as limited as China's social media it's censored to hell and back, we all know that. The real word's got to be getting out to the Chinese people what's mm-hmm. going on, and their recollection of Tiananmen Square has got to send a chilling feeling through a lot of Chinese, don't you think?
Yeah, well, things have changed a lot since Tiananmen. And
what year was Tiananmen? I'm trying to remember.
89.
It lots happened since then, and, you know, one of the things, when you give people a taste of success, they want more of it. And the Chinese people, as Dr. Murphy has said, they are hardworking people by nature. But when you give them the hardworking by nature and an incentive of making money and doing better, you got something to deal with.
And that's essentially the deal Red Top, the Communist Party, made with the Chinese people after Tiananmen. They understood how bad that looked, and they essentially made this deal. We'll make you rich as long as you guys don't rock the boat, politically speaking. And they've pulled that off to a large degree. But we're reaching a point now of, can you keep that game going? And I think they're really walking a tightrope at this point.
Well, a part of the problem is in Hong Kong, they made the promise that they would keep democracy in
right.
there, and that all of a sudden that's changing.
Right. Yeah, they're backed in a corner. And again, I am amazed at how brave and determined these students were.
Yeah, very
you
much
know,
so.
International news. These guys, I mean, I don't see Americans having the guts to protest like that.
No, well, and also when you get into the Oriental population, Asian population, they think and look at things differently. They, to them, is if we don't do something now, we'll be, and they know this from their own history, we'll be imprisoned or something will happen to us. So it is worth lives now to protect lives in the future.
Well, I feel these people are the heroes of the year for bucking what was about to happen. And,
well, they ain't giving up yet. They have not gone home.
I know. Like I say, these people are standing in front of the Chinese army. These guys don't mess around. They have no reason to mess around, and they will do whatever it takes. And I'm just amazed she didn't knock them down a long time ago. So kudos to those guys. Roll Tide, go Trump. And, of course, Joey, who's the Tigers playing this weekend?
I'm not even sure yet. I don't think it's...
Oh, no! Oh, we got to have a talk with these Auburn fans.
It shows that it's not, I think, that big of a matchup.
No, it's not. It's
Tulane.
Oh, Tulane. Okay.
Yeah, that's why I didn't remember.
Yeah.
Alabama's
playing, what, New Mexico State?
State, yeah, or something, yeah. Those guys in Tulane better go to an extra mass. That's all I got to say, and get double communion if they're going to take up Auburn.
I was
see you later, guys.
Later. I was pleasantly surprised to see Auburn in the top 10 of the coaches poll last night when I checked it.
Yeah, the stuff about the SEC not doing well, you look at the number of SEC teams that are in the top 10, and their SEC's overrated and this kind of stuff. ESPN just beats the heck out of that.
Well, it's a nice story to tell. It's kind of like the Cowboys or the Yankees. They're the true you know, the conference in this case is the true, you know, meat and potatoes of college football, but it's always fun to root against, like, the legacy team.
News Channel 93.1, Demo Show, will be back right after this.
Dan Morris Show.
The biggest and baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Udell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
An urgent message to the Alabama Revenue Commissioner, Vernon Barnett. How could the state of Alabama use $72 million? Every teacher in Alabama could get a pay raise, funding for children's health care, or how about using that money to repave roads in Alabama instead of a massive gas tax? Over $72 million in state taxes is what GreenTrack, a casino gaming facility in Greene County, owed the state of Alabama. But in an unprecedented ruling by the Alabama Tax Tribunal Court, GreenTrack will not pay one penny of the $72 million that it owed to the state of Alabama. Now GreenTrack and its owner, Nat Wynn, like the Porch Creek Indians, can collect billions of dollars in revenue and pay nothing back to the state of Alabama. And to make matters worse, now Nat Wynn wants to shut down all the other electronic bingo facilities in impoverished Greene County, creating his own personal cash monopoly. The Alabama Revenue Commissioner, Vernon Barnett, has 30 days to appeal the tribunal ruling. Call him today at 334-242-1175 or email him and demand that he appeals the tribunal judgment and collects taxes owed to the people of Alabama.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Joey, put your hands on the former Starbucks CEO ends his presidential campaign.
Wow.
This guy's been, like, invisible.
Yeah, never really got off the ground. At least after that initial push, he was on all sorts of media, but...
Well, he had back problems or something, so he says... Tell you who doesn't have problems is Dan Black, Dan Black Studios. 30% off plus an additional copy of what you get recorded. Somebody was asking me about that. So let's say you take in a 2.5-hour videotape of your son's birthdays, parties, or, you know, just a tape of Dan. And so you want to keep a copy, and then you want a copy to go to your son. Well, this is a perfect time to do it. You get 30% off, plus the extra copy is free on DVD. Or you can get them to take it, and you can push it up to the cloud if you want to, and copy there. I think, on my computer, I can copy a DVD and send it to the cloud myself off my computer. I'm not sure if your computer can do that. So Dan Black, Dan Black Studios, 334-279-6036, 279-6036. Dan Black, Dan Black Studios, a very good friend of mine. So former Starbucks CEO makes it official. He's out.
Former Starbucks CEO Howard Schultz is ending his 2020 presidential campaign. Aww. The 66-year-old billionaire put his campaign on hold back in June. Schultz had planned to spend roughly $100 million. He says he does not want to be a spoiler if former Vice President Joe Biden becomes a Democratic nominee. Schultz also cited several recent back surgeries that have hampered his ability to travel.
Yeah, you got to kind of travel when you're running for president.
Yeah, just a bit.
He could get an air ambulance. He's got the money for it. It's a shame we're losing another one here.
What a shame, indeed.
It really is. And actually, the guy, running as an independent, I think he could have done some damage that was there.
So, de Blasio's out. Schultz, this guy, is out.
Has Blasio made it official?
Yeah, he was on Tucker Carlson last night. I think he officially got out.
I watched maybe 3 minutes of that.
Yeah, me too. I was. It's one issue I kind of disagree with Tucker on. I think he overstates the problem, and he was agreeing with de Blasio on this issue of automation. It's the one thing where I like Andrew Yang, but I think the automation issue of, you know, replacing jobs is a bit overstated on that.
Well, and I saw de Blasio talking about the tax on robots.
Yeah.
That's what really got me going, actually. That was the piece I saw. And I was going like, what? I mean, these people just don't even think through this stuff. They just react. And, well, people don't have jobs because of automation, so we tax the robots. Well, if they don't have jobs and the robot, you had to buy the robot, number one. But then if they're making more money on the robot, you're getting more tax dollars. That's your state tax. That's there. So, please take a simple economics course. Rodney had brought this story up. Media jumps on the President Trump for showing altered Dorian forecasts.
As Hurricane Dorian pounds the East Coast, President Trump is taking a bit of a pounding in the media over his tweet after the storm had turned that Alabama would suffer the storm's effects and his subsequent show-and-tell defense of that forecast. Late this afternoon, the administration was still pushing back, with the president's Homeland Security advisor saying in a statement he showed the president all the possibilities on Sunday, ones that included Alabama. Tonight, Fox News media analyst and host of Fox's Media Buzz, Howard Kurtz, shows us the domino effect of reaction and overreaction.
The question, how did a black squiggle on a map become a Category 5 controversy for the media? President Trump took some flack last weekend for saying that Hurricane Dorian might reach Alabama, contrary to the government's forecast. That issue came roaring back yesterday when video showed the president with a National Weather Service map from August 29th, with a black line added by a Sharpie to include a slice of Alabama.
Like it almost had like a Sharpie.
I don't know.
A White House official said an unidentified person in the room added the squiggle as Trump met with his emergency team. The president has now tweeted another map saying almost all models predicted it to go through Florida, also hitting Georgia and Alabama. I accept the fake news apologies. Rather than apologies, he got a Washington Post report that changing official forecasts is illegal, and a CNN headline that he's defending himself while people are dying.
And apparently, with the stroke of a Sharpie, an attempt by the Trump White House to rewrite weather history.
Somebody doctored this map, folks. And the White House is not denying it's the president.
Some blame media hostility toward Trump.
Everything he says and does is cross-checked and scrutinized to reveal him to be stupid, uninformed, or a liar.
Others say he keeps relitigating every dispute.
He's raging right now to anyone who will listen about media coverage, and yet none of us would be talking about his screw-up tweet about Alabama a couple days ago if somebody hadn't drawn that line with a Sharpie on the map.
Trump is still at it, tweeting late today 5- and 6-day-old forecast maps. Just as I said, Alabama was originally projected to be hit. The fake news denies it. It was, well, a perfect storm. A press corps always on high alert for the smallest Trump misstep, and a president who seemingly can't let go of even minor mistakes. And that made Sharpiegate a distraction from a major hurricane's destruction.
Sharpiegate.
Can we stop calling every little gaffe gate something? Though I do love the fact that...
How did you get there?
I know it's... I don't know. I know that you know. That I know that you know that that I love Sharpies. I do. I signed bills in Sharpies. I sent Sharpies to Murkowski's place when we gave all that wilderness away. But I didn't use the Sharpie in that.
He sounded like such a kid that had been caught.
Yes.
I don't know who got the cookies. That was absolutely hilarious. And that Morning Joe just was all over that today. All over it. And, you know, it's like they go, you know, we should be talking about the economy. Yeah, okay, well, go ahead. Talk about the economy. You know, you're the one that makes a choice to talk about this, not the economy. It's not that Trump made that choice for you. You made that choice.
But when you're doing a daily talk show, we're familiar with that. How can you not talk about that? I mean, it's just such an image. Like, there's that officially printed from the National Weather Service code, like a little black add-on with the Sharpie. It's like, what?
Well, it's like the kid that makes his F into a B.
Right. Yeah.
That looks a little suspicious there, son.
My goodness.
I didn't do it, Mom. Somebody just went through this. What broke out? They gave it to me.
And he's done this before, like with the crowd size with Sean Spicer and all this stuff. And of course, the press adds into it and becomes these just this gridlock. And it's like, this is not that serious, guys. Everybody, lay down your arms. Relax.
Well, I think he has the fondness for Alabama because he knows Alabama is like a deep red Trump state.
Oh, yeah.
Big red Trump state. It, and then a lot of people commented on John Merrill, by the way, being on the show and running for Senate. And a lot of people said, I didn't know he was running. I said, it's because he announced it on the wrong radio show. If he announced it on my radio show, you would have known it.
I really do like John Merrill. I think we have riches here in terms of all the candidates running for the Senate to take on Doug Jones.
Well, I'll tell you one thing.
With the exceptional one.
The Republican National Senate Committee this is a major focus for them. And they're trying to stay out of they want to stay out of the primary. I think Mitch McConnell realized that was a mistake. And but they have got all hands on deck, and they're already building the case against Doug Jones now. So they can just hand whoever the nominee the file, and they can kind of go after it. And they will get the best of everything.
I do have to say I'm entertained, and I actually appreciate watching Doug Jones, because when you watch him, he knows where he comes from.
Yeah.
He can't be full wild-eyed Democrat progressive. And he's not going to be there for key Republican votes, why the Republicans in the Senate wanted to flip the seat. But it's interesting to watch Doug Jones kind of thread where he's from, being Alabama, serving certain constituencies, and also trying to play the national Democratic game. It doesn't work real well.
Well, it doesn't work. It doesn't come across honestly. And he does have some deep liberal roots.
Oh, sure.
And he's trying to kind of cover that up to make sure that he didn't get outed. But boy, I just, unless the wrong person's running against him, I think he gets slaughtered. Absolutely slaughtered. News Talk 93.1, the Dan Moore Show, we're going to be back right after this.